the Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, we acknowledge you this morning, the El Shaddai, the El Elyon, the Adonai God, the Lord our Master, the Lord our Maker, the Holy One of Israel. You that give beauty for ashes, garments of praises instead of the spirit of heaviness. Lord, we acknowledge your omnipotence. Lord, this morning we acknowledge your ability. We acknowledge your sovereign rule over our lives, over our destiny. Lord, we declare your majesty. We proclaim that there is no other God beside you. There is none that can be compared with you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekwazo ze ilamagustozia. Lengruto noble kustozia lemengrida kustozia. Dekruzozia lapionto logustozia. Negla kostezia lo pomple negazia. Mekwazo zo tompe lengrosi ate. Logustozabenda. Blessed be your name, O God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Beloved, turn with me in your Bible to the book of Psalm. Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face forevermore. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. While the psalmist says, those who are seeking the Lord, let their heart rejoice. Because with joy you shall draw water out of the well of salvation. It's only the joyful that beloved the reward and the fruitfulness. The fruitfulness in a place of prayer becomes gainful to them. With joy, we shall draw water out of the well of salvation. Therefore, this morning you want to give him thanks, thanking him and calling upon his name. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Let the doings of God be made known among the nations. Let the acts of the Most High God, his faithfulness, let it be seen across the earth. Therefore, Lord, we give you thanks. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. I give thanks to my God. I call on his name. Make known among the nations What he has done, I give thanks unto you, Lord. Call on your name, make known among the nations what he has done. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. And proclaim, proclaim that he and proclaim, proclaim that his name be exalted on high. Le quaso soprino non la guste. Zepretus sopronde che quaso. Le cratuste limon rodica quaschete. Il labosiato. We praise you, Lord. Le quaso sia. We give you the highest praise. We adore you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful, mighty God. We adore you. Let your name be glorified now and forevermore in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, the word of the Lord in Psalm 105 says, with joy those who come to the Lord glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Joyfulness in a place of seeking God is a great gain. That's why when there are things going on, the enemy tries to steal the joy. Because it takes those who are joyful who joyfully put their trust in the holy name of God to gain the rewards and the answer of prayer. Beloved, when you and I wait upon the Lord, God's hand is extended in a direction to do good to us. But the time of waiting must also show forth our dependability, our trust in the ability and the capability of God to make his word good for us. Therefore, our approach to get the answer, our approach, beloved, as we seek God, must be that we come to the river of life with a heart that is full of joy. Because we know in our knower that is able to answer when we call. Therefore, the book of Isaiah said, then you will say on that day, Isaiah number 12, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. It takes somebody who is joyful to be able to sing. I said, I will trust. The psalmist reiterating on this word. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He already said, God is my salvation. So his approach was coming before God, knowing that God is the Savior. I like New Living Translation. He says, see, behold, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Everything that the enemy does not want him to be or to do was exactly what he said, I will be, I am, because I trust in the God that I came before to seek. And he unraveled the secret. Trusting and singing joyfully. That produces the strength that made him to be able to draw from the well of salvation. The well of salvation is a well that has everything that you and I need. He said, therefore, you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation. He needs to be saved. And the well that Ezekiel 47 talks about is available to be rescued, to be saved, to be healed from that situation. And he said the drawing rope and bucket to get it is joy. Because it takes joy to draw. You and I know that when somebody is crying, it is difficult to see with even everything become blurred. With joy. Joyousness enabled us to draw water from the springs of salvation, which is also the springs that brings deliverance, that brings hope to the hopeless, help to the helpless, make way to those who does not know the way out or know what the next step is. Beloved, those who probably do not know what else they ought to do under the circumstances, if we can be joyful this morning, we will be gainful. When he talks about the springs of salvation, that word in Hebrew is called Yeshua. That's why he said, the Lord came to save me. And with joy, I will joyfully draw water from the well of salvation. The well of salvation is the well of deliverance. So if you need to be delivered from the oppression of the enemy, it's the same package. He delivered us from the domain of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. That is the kingdom of light. So we said salvation It also means deliverance. It also means the well that springs our wellness and our welfare. It also implies our prosperity is embedded. That is why when Paul was going to talk, he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. So John chapter 1 verse 2. All is embedded in the same well. We are not like Hare Krishna. We are not like the Buddhists that have one God for good luck and have another God for healing and have another God for different things. It's only one God who gives access to the well that will spring up for us for healing, for deliverance, for our welfare. It's the same God. Through Christ Jesus that make all of this available to us. So our prosperity that is of the soul is linked to our wellness. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. When the soul prospers, when the soul is joyful, there is ability to gain, to prosper. There is ability to be mentally alert, spiritually and physically made well. So when I take this prayer, beloved, your business on this altar this morning is to key it into every prayer that is prayed on this altar. Because you will hear me mentioning something, some different things on this altar, beloved, that God will have us pray about. If I were you, if my family members are not on this prayer altar yet, you want to ensure that everybody that you know is on this altar. You have connected to this commission. Therefore, the devil will not steal your joy and he will not be able to take your goods in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord said, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But how would it happen? You have been born of God. And anyone that is born again of God, anyone that is in Christ qualifies to overcome and to be victorious. And the word of the Lord said, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So he said, I will trust and not be afraid. I have faith in the ability of God to turn things around for me and to make his word good in my life. Because he gave us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is Christ that died and embedded in his death and his resurrection is my ability, is the ability of God to make me victorious, Beloved, victory is not only needed when we go to battle. Every day in life, we ought to be victorious. What is the meaning of victory? The word of the Lord said, now this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. This is the victory. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. When you sit for exam and you pass an exam, you are successful. And that success also speaks that you are victorious. Because you are not the only one that sat for that exam. Whosoever is born of God, overcome. Because when others that are competing with you in that exam don't have their result, you have something that is positive to show. When you contest together for a job or for a position and it is given to you, you are victorious. When you set up a goal and you reach your milestone, beloved, that is victory at that phase of your life. Beloved, when they turn others down and things work in our favor, that is victory. When what came against us become they were unable to perform their enterprise, we are victorious against those things. He that is born of God overcometh the world. We live in this world and there are so much that we contend with on a day-to-day basis. And he said, who is he that overcometh? But he that believed that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Beloved, and that is why the Spirit of the living God, in Matthew chapter 3:17, the voice of the Lord was heard of the Father, was I said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And therefore the Lord begins to go on, even in his word through the mouth of Paul, begins to talk John, and begins to say, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. It's not one God for healing, one God for deliverance, one God for prosperity, one God for recovery, one God for what? The three are one. They are the triune God. There are three that bear witnesses on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. They agree in one. They agree in one. They agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself, that he that believeth not God, that believeth not God, has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So all of this has been embedded for us in the Son. But they are not automatic when we seek the Lord. It says, seek the Lord, and you will find him. Ask, and it shall be given. Knock, it shall be done for us. So it doesn't matter what side of the bed you and I wake up from this morning, but we seek the God who cannot lie, the God that fulfills every word that he has spoken, the God that does not change, the God that answers when we call, our God that is able and faithful, mightier than the sound of many waters, our God who is the maker of way where there is no way, our God who turned against the captivity of Zion, and we were like them that dream, our God who says it is with joy, joyfully, you will draw water out of the well of salvation, is the one that has ensured in this well of salvation that is the streams of life that flow as a result of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Beloved, it is this same God, when our approach is right, everything that heaven has for us begins to manifest. Why must you be joyful? Why must you pray yourself happy? Why must you make up your mind to be joyful this morning? Because you want to draw your healing. You want to draw your deliverance. You want to draw your strength. You want to draw your prosperity. You want to draw your victory. You want to draw your elevation, your fruitfulness, from the well of salvation. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the embodiment of salvation in the gift that God gave, the gift of loving his Son. If he has given unto us Jesus, He will with him give unto us all things. And he has given unto us, all things that pertains to life and to godliness. 2 Peter 1:3, he has given everything that is why I must come right to the well of salvation, where everything that I need is available to me. I am not managing to come. Lord, it doesn't matter what aches or what is painful. It really matters not what I felt when I wake up. But I have come into the presence of the only God who can help me, that has answered to every need in my life. He stretched forth his hand. And the desire of every living creature was satisfied. He stretched forth his hand. And the desire of every living creature was satisfied. So when I come right into his presence, I am looking at having the hand of the Lord first sent in my direction. If you come to my office and you look morose, you are unjoyful. Unjoyfulness will not attract favor. It can attract pity. So many can attract they have a way of manipulating their faith so that people begin to call question. But when you are joyful, favor is automatic. There are people that show up, you just want to go on and help them. You are favorably disposed towards somebody that has a light face, a joyful heart. Even the word of the Lord says, Psalm number 12:45, verse 15. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hands and satisfy the desire of every living creature. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and kind in all his deeds. If we want to see the deeds of God, we must come right into his presence joyfully, knowing that he is able to do what he has promised to do for us. I took a prayer in the midnight hour. God told me as I was walking to this prayer room this morning, said, I need you to go and take that prayer again, and I will tell you what to say. As I begin to talk about this joy, the Lord spoke in my heart what I am to say, because he showed me that picture of what I must pray out of your body, pray out of your life. That must never happen to anybody in this commission, or to anyone that is connected to the prevailers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Why must we be joyful? Because a joyful heart, it doeth good like a medicine. Unfortunately, many wants to be joyful. They deal with a lot of alcohol to steer them up. But you and I, we have the Holy Ghost, the spirit of joy on the inside of us. Beloved, because God's word never fails, a joyful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. When the devil, beloved, make an announcement, what he does is that it brings people down, and when they are down, they are unhappy. And that is why things begin to happen quickly. That is not supposed to be so. When the doctors make the announcement, beloved, and you are wondering, where is it coming from? Somebody that was well before becomes so completely distressed, and whatever they said now begin to manifest. Why? Because the individual has allowed the enemy to steal their joy, and then it was able to take their goods. But I decree and declare, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that no enemy will be able to tamper with your goods by stealing your joy. They will not be able to tamper with your joy, not to talk of stealing your healing, your wellness, your wholeness, your victory, your prosperity, our healing, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. And you wonder, does a bone dry up? When the bone is dried up, there's something wrong with the bone marrow. That's why Proverbs 18:14 said the human spirit can endure in sickness. When your spirit it is alive in Christ, you can have victory over any disease, any sickness that comes. But when the spirit is crushed, who can bear a crushed spirit? But the spirit of the prevailer shall not be crushed. And our human spirit is embedded in the spirit of the living God, because the bread of life has gone into it. Therefore, I decree that everyone sick shall be made whole, is able to partake from the well of salvation, what Christ has done for us, in the mighty name of Jesus. What does it mean? It simply means that there is a sustaining power in a joyful spirit. That joyful spirit enables you in God to have your recovery without fail. Therefore, I decree and declare this morning, whoever is unjoyful, whoever has to have war to keep up their joy level, I decree the spirit of joy to locate every prevailer this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. The spirit of joy. David understand the impact of joy. That he begins to cry out, there is only something that has the probability of stealing joy, and that is when we are non-aligned. So you can't give your joy to the enemy. David will cry out in Psalm 51. He said, restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Don't get rid of me. Don't cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Somebody must say to God today, I need my joy to be restored to me. Lord, look on me by your mercy. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Beloved, there is a joy needed to locate the river of salvation, the springs of salvation, where I must take the strength that I need today, where I must take the peace that I must enjoy today, where I must take the victory that I must have today, the success that I must experience today, where I must draw the deliverance that God has provided for me. Therefore, today, you are sent to the Lord, restore to me the joy of salvation. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Renew a right spirit. Let my spirit be alive in Christ Jesus. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Father, restore to the prevailers around the world this morning the joy of salvation. Lord, restore unto the prevailers in the man, in the woman, in the boys and the girls the joy of salvation. Lord, renew a right spirit within the prevailers around the earth. Let there be restoration of joy. joy is to stir up, to be stirred up within us. When we live by the Spirit of the Lord, we are not subjected to the things that are around us. The enemy cannot steal our joy. He cannot steal our goods. Beloved, because when this body is dedicated unto the Lord, what you see happening for us, when the Spirit of the Lord finds expression in our lives, it produces in us the fruits. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. So if it is the fruit of the Spirit, so joy is an evidence of a life that is lived in the Spirit. Pastor Dero started a series at the School of Purpose on training your spirit to walk in the truth of God's word. Training your spirit to walk in the truth of God's word. And the word of God said the Spirit of God in us will produce joy, peace. Peace is not an absence of storm. Even in the midst of storm, Jesus was at peace. And then he has authority to come to speak to that particular storm. He said, peace, be still. It takes being in total control in ourselves in order to be able to stop the raging storm of the enemy. The Holy Spirit produces through our human spirit the spirit of patience. He that believeth is not will not make haste. So even when it looks as if it has not happened physically, you set two cares in the spirit and you patiently wait for it. He said, having done all, stand thereof. Everything that Ephesians chapter 6 talks about in our standing is not about story, it is a reality. He said, having done all, stand thereof. Having done all, stand thereof. Having gathered your waist with truth, Ephesians 6:14, it talks about the truth, which is again the word of God. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is the righteousness that was imposed, that was given to us by God. But it's what gave us access to the breastplate of righteousness. Because we received the word, we believe in Christ, and beloved, our own human righteousness is taken away, and we embrace the righteousness which is of God. For he that knew no sin has been made to sin for us, that we might become righteous in Christ Jesus. And having shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel, get busy about kingdom business. They speak on our behalf in the moment of challenge. Get ready to do it. He said, above all, take the shield of faith. Faith is empty without the word. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11. The word of the Lord clearly states how faith comes. So the faith that brings us into a victorious ending, it comes by the word of the living God. It said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And those that come to God must believe that He is God. And God is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. But faith worketh through love, beloved, and that is a manifestation of the Spirit. Beloved, and He says, now faith is the substance of things we hope for, evidence of things we do not see, for if the elders obtain a good report. Beloved, the faith is embedded in trusting God based on His word. And we can wait for it. We can wait for it. We can believe. Beloved, and wait diligently for it. Waiting actively with joy. Waiting with divine assurance that the God who has promised us is able to do what He has promised us. The Holy Ghost is still the same that manifests kindness. Beloved, I used to think it is natural for people to be kind. I have seen that it's not a natural thing. God enabled the grace to be kind, to be released inside of man. You have ever seen hostile people? They were in church, out of church. They don't care who breaks and what breaks. And you cannot blame them because they don't know the position of the Spirit. They have not allowed the Holy Spirit to walk through them. So these things will not be automated or happen to anybody or for anyone automatically. It takes, beloved, allowing the Spirit of God that produces all of this to find expression in our lives. We are focusing on joy this morning because that is the key to see your faith deliver the result that is based on the word of God. It gives kindness, goodness. So when we think it is natural for people to be good, no, it is not. It is an expression of the Spirit that dwelleth in man. Is it natural for people to be faithful? No. Faithfulness is expressed by the Spirit of God. It's an evidence of the Spirit of God that is inside of any man. Gentleness. Self-control. And beloved, the word of the Lord said, against such things there is no law. Against such things there is no law. So when the Spirit of God is manifesting love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, beloved, in us, the Bible says that where it existed, you are not under any constraint of any law. You are free people. He said, now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with his passion and desires. Because where this does not exist, natural nature of man kicks in. When there was meant to be love, you will see people manifesting hate and hostility. When there was meant to be joy, there will be beloved manifestation of anti-joy. When there was meant to be storm, when beloved to a carnal man, you see anything that is anti-peace, the flesh will always promote haste. The Bible says that he that believeth does not make haste, so there is no ability to be patient under the circumstances. Where people are meant to be kind in their control by the natural man, they are completely wicked. Instead of doing good, they do otherwise because they don't have the Spirit of Jesus in them. Instead of being faithful, they walk without integrity. Instead of being gentle, they are hard and harsh and crooked. Beloved, but your story, my story, is not so. Why? Beloved, because in you and I lies the Spirit of God that finds expression in our life as we let Him in love, in joy, in peace, in patience, in kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We need them. If it manifests in you in love, you are able to sow the seed of love, and love you will reap as an harvest. You are always able to demonstrate the love of God to the neighbor next door, to the man next door, by sharing the gospel with them, by doing the things that Jesus would do, by loving, by being joyful. You draw every answer that you need when you come to a place of prayer. Does it mean that we don't go to pray, we might have pain, but I am joyful because I know that my Redeemer lives and is able to help me under whatever situation I'm in, is able to answer for me, to defend me, to bail me out, to rescue me, to see to it that my life is not wasted, that the enemy does not rejoice over me, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, it is so critical that we know the position of joy and what joy and the expression of the Holy Spirit inside of us has the capacity of bringing when we come to a place of prayer. Beloved, it is important that as I take this next prayer, you radically fight any contention against your joy. You wrestle and you say no more. Either so you have denied me of joy. Even when they behaved badly to the apostles, they were still joyful. Even when they locked Paul in the prison, he refused for his joy to be taken. He was singing. It takes a joyful person to sing. If you don't feel happy, you don't feel joyful. Joy does not depend on feelings. Joy, it comes from the Holy Ghost that is on the inside of you. Look inward. Take your eyes from outward appearances. And you say, Spirit of joy, find expression on the inside of me spoken to the Thessalonians church. In 1 Thessalonians 1:6, it said, you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with joy, given by the Holy Spirit. They embraced the word of the Lord. They were suffering. They were going through difficult patches. But they received God's word with joy. And when you receive the word of God with joy, it will deliver God's resolve to you. He said, you guys, you keep in into the word with joy in spite of your suffering, against the circumstances, in spite of what you go through, but you have embraced the message of the cross with joy. They took all of God's word with joy that the Holy Spirit gives. Beloved says, so that you became an example to all believers in Macedonia and in Asia. Their story was read everywhere, because you cannot take hold of God's word with joy and not get the results. They took a hold of God's word with joy. And beloved, the oppression of the wicked, it quickly left them. When Paul was in the prison when Paul and Silas were in prison, and they set their eyes to take the hold of the word of God in spite of the chain on their feet, they were joyfully singing. And beloved, you want to know the secret, what opens the heaven is joy. What opens the heaven, if beloved, is the expression of a joyful song unto the Lord. And then the word of the Lord came. So you are saying, anything that I'm going through that is set up by the enemy to steal my joy and to silence my new song, what are you waiting for? I evict you from my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I evict you. I evict you. I evict you. I evict you from my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I evict you from my life. I evict you from my life. I evict you from my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I evict you from my life. I evict you from my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I evict you from my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lequazo, onorobosa. Say, I reject sorrow. I reject sadness. I reject sorrow and sadness. I reject weeping. This year, all the days of my life, you will not have access to my life. I reject you now. I reject you now. I denounce you. I disallow you from stealing my joy. In dequa sosi ilapon trinanangosia. Ilabakusto zele prunonosa. Ige kwashete. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, a life that is lived in the Spirit enables us to see God in every situation. When everything looks hopeless and helpless, God will come to your rescue. As Jesus stood in John chapter 7, on the last and the greatest day of the feast, the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. To be thirsty means to be in need of water. And Jesus said, whosoever believes in me, as the scripture had said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. I don't know about you, but when I'm worried, it's very easy to be confused. Even it is possible to see answer and not in it. Things become blurred. When the emotion kicks in, everything, beloved, go in the direction that you don't want it to go, because you really don't have, you cannot be crying and also be making the right informed decision. Look, when Jesus said, out of our innermost belly will flow the rivers of living water, that river, he was talking about the spirit that produces joy. He said, but this is spoke of the spirit whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. And when Jesus, beloved, when he resurrected, he came to his disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So the embodiment of joy is on the inside of me. It does not depend on the money in my bank account. It does not depend on who looks at me funny or who looks at me good or who showed me niceness or kindness or who helped me or who supported me. I've got it on the inside. It's got nothing to do with my emotion. It has got nothing to do with the heavy work of the whatever it is. Is not in me as a casual visitor. The Spirit of God is in me for life. He said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. He said, but I will not leave you like an orphan. When the Spirit of truth comes, it will dwell in you. It will teach you. It will instruct you. It will direct you. It wants to teach us. It wants to guide us. It wants to lead us. It wants to help us. It wants to aid us. It wants to support us. It wants to perform the word in us. That is why it is there. So, it is the Spirit of the Lord that enables us to be able to draw from God's well. As he expresses joy in our hearts, doesn't mean that God is unable. Our God is more than able. If God is not able, I will not be alive today. If God cannot do what he has promised to do, the enemy would have laughed at me. They would have made nonsense of whatever remains. But beloved, our God is the Almighty God who can do all things. He said, out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living water. And that is the Spirit of God. And Galatians 5:22 says, he Holy Spirit, the one that manifests what I need, the joy to access what is available to me in Christ Jesus, is on the inside of me. So you are saying, my Father, let the river flow. Let the river of joy flow. Let the river of joy flow in me. By this river of living water, the river of the Holy Spirit inside of me, expressing joy, I take hold of my recovery, my fruitfulness. I take hold of my victory. I take hold of supernatural help. I take hold of supernatural aid. I take hold of my rejoicing this morning. Therefore, with joy, I draw water out of the well of salvation. With joy, I draw water out of the well of salvation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, the Lord spoke to me in the midnight hour, and I took this prayer, and as I was walking here this morning, he told me, he said, the same word that he showed me, he wants me to deal with the situation right now. We started a series that said destroy the destroyer. Why must you destroy the destroyer? Jesus said in 1 John 3:8, he said, for this purpose the Son of God is manifested, so that he will destroy, to destroy. Everything that God does, he will do because there is a purpose behind it. For this purpose, the Son of God is manifested, that he may destroy the work of the evil one. Jesus manifested so that he can destroy every activities of the devil, every violation of the devil, so that it can undo what the enemy has done to destroy. It can undo what the enemy has done to attack and to oppress any child of the living God. But he now said that, as my Father has sent me, so send I you. And for the Father to send him, he gave him the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. And a voice was heard in heaven. And beloved, saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3, verse 6, verse 17. At the place of baptism. And the Bible records that the Holy Spirit was given to him without measure. Even John announced about him. He said concerning Jesus, is the one that is mightier than I, that who has in his hand, who will baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So we have seen the position of the Holy Spirit as the one that produces joy in us. But I also want you to know that the Holy Spirit expresses itself as fire on the day of Pentecost when they were dwelt, and when the day of Pentecost fully came, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them like a dove. Let us go into Acts chapter 2. Because as I pray this prayer, you will not need to pray it again, because it will settle issues this morning. rushing mighty wind, and it filled the old house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. A rushing mighty wind of the Spirit sat upon the house where they were. I had an experience which has never happened to me before. I never know that you can stand and pray. I see the house where I dwell in, this house. It shook in the night time. It looks like there was an earthquake. Just talking one discussion with God. I had a rocking in this two-story building, in this place. So I wonder what took place when the desperate and deliberate people who needed the fire of the Holy Ghost prayed. All of them, 120 in the upper room, if only one person can be here in this little place, and there is a shaking. I had a story that I read in a book long time ago, when the Redeemed Church GO was going to be handed over, where power was going to air, and it was going to be moved into his office. And they said somewhere in America in an hotel, and the Baba Abayomi or Adayomi, I don't know his name, who handed over to him, he never thought he would be the one. He was not ambitious. He was not looking to end that organization, but God spoke to that man and said, this is the person that you must hand over to. And they prayed in that hotel room that there was a rocking, there was a shaking, that the hotel people came out and said, what is going on there? Beloved, I understand that that hotel never gets open because of the rocking, that they rocked the way the earth was rocked. Because the power of God came down, he could not have done what he's doing today if that has not happened in day one of his ministry. What happened to Jesus at baptism? It was seen, it was heard. In order for his voice to be heard everywhere he goes, the accent that he had said, he went everywhere doing good. Healing all those who were possessed by the devil. How? By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And it is a fire of God. Hebrews 12:24 said, the Lord your God is a consuming fire. John chapter 5, verse 7 or 8 said, they are the ones that bear witness in heaven. And all these three are talking, they are one, and they are talking about fire. Enough is enough now. Every demonic thing that sits on your case, every infirmity in your body, the fire of God must burn them off this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And then it begins, because I will say something this morning, beloved, that it is only God's fire that will burn it off. Beloved, John, everybody was hearing him. People were leaving the city to come to where John the baptizer is. They came. He rebuked Saul. Why have you fled from the wrath to come? God can raise up children from Abraham. It was a man that was working in authority and power himself. But he said that there is one that has a superior power, and that is Christ the Lord, that will baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire, because it is needed. And beloved, not only that, he said he has his fan in his hand. He will thoroughly purge its floor. If you don't own a land, you cannot go and begin to cut it. And that floor is your body. It is your life, your destiny. Because Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, brethren, present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And 1 Corinthians 3:16, the word of the Lord said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the living God, and the Spirit of the Lord dwelleth within you? So your body is his floor. Every house is built by someone. But God is the builder and the maker of all things. He made you. He owned you. He's the one, beloved, that has the right of possession and the right of ownership of your body. Not the devil, not infirmity, not oppression, not sickness, not shame, not humiliation, not embarrassment. So by fire, he must purge the body. He said he is the one that has a winnowing fan, a sieve in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor, and he will gather the wheat. And beloved, that which is a chaff is going to collect and burn it off with fire. And this Holy Ghost is on the inside. This fire of God is on the inside of me. It's in this body. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that dwelleth within you? Fire is on the inside. Why is it not burning? Because of ignorance. Why is it the same place that the enemy comes? Why? Every house is built by someone. God is the builder and the maker of all things, including me, including you. If Moses is faithful in his own house, then, beloved, Christ was faithful as a son over his own house. Whose house we beloved, the God that beareth witness is a consuming fire. His word is like fire. His spirit is fire. So fire must fall and burn off everything I mentioned this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I don't know whether it is the left breast or the right breast, whether the person has been diagnosed or they're just going to diagnose you. I want you to know that fire is penetrating into the breast that I saw. Beloved, there is a single little cell that has been corrupted in that breast. But that devil must receive fire and be burnt off. It is a chaff. It is a stranger in your body. You are going to say to the Lord, for every prevailer, every man, every woman connected to this commission now under the sound of my voice around the earth, anyone that will be brought into this commission that has been inflicted, affected by cancer of the breasts. Number one, I stop the spread of that cancer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, God tell me to tell you, it cannot spread. The attack on that node today is stopped. Therefore, you are saying fire of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the word of the living God, saturate my female organ, burn off every cancer cell, 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 burn off every cancer cell. Burn off every cancer cell. Burn off every cancer cell. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are saying, if you have a wife, you have a daughter, you have a sister, it means that you must be praying for them now. And if you don't have any, you are praying for anyone that will be brought to this commission with cancer of the breast. Defy. God is a consuming fire. His word is like fire. His spirit is fire. And he holds the temple that he made, the body of the believer that he has divinely created, those who have believed in him in Christ Jesus. Therefore, you are rising up and you are saying, oh, thou consuming fire, my God, saturate my body, saturate the body of every soul or any personality that will be brought to this commission with cancer. Saturate it with fire and let every cancer cell die, 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 die. Die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Before I saw the healing of the first cancer patient or victim in this commission, I never know. It was simply because in the afternoon the Lord begins to move, where stare in my heart, begins to teach me and tell me to pray and kill every cancer. All the language of cancer names that I've never known in my life, he was saying it. And I prayed that prayer in obedience. I don't know anybody sick. I never know anybody that have any cancer issue at that time. It was only a matter of a few weeks that the Lord now showed me that somebody had it. And that person was just diagnosed. Just came back from the hospital where they said this is the type of cancer that she had. But But God has spoken to me, said, I will heal her. When, I don't know, I think it was 14 nodes that was affected. And God said, I will heal her. The doctor gave them all sorts of choices. They said, if we do this for you, what is going to happen is that that person will be on the wheelchair. But I saw wheelchair, but I saw that he didn't sit on it. I saw that she rose up, she walked. She pushed the wheelchair away and she walked. And I called that family. I said, this is what the Lord showed me. But I said, I will heal you. And they said, nobody outside of this family. They were Muslims. And then you're a child of God. And the devil will think they can mess with you. Very, very Muslim. When mercy is on one member of the family who is a Christian, and can reach out to a Muslim member of our house. Only one was the one that was connected to me that was a Christian. And God can reach by mercy to touch a member of the family that had cancer. And God did as he has spoken. And that woman will say, it is when you pray in the Christian way, she does not know how to pray in Christian way, she will be saying amen, she's writing it down. I gave her a book and a Bible. From the phone on that day, he already said, I want to give my life to Jesus. I didn't say, do you want to be saved? She said, because we have not discussed it, we just came back from the hospital, nobody knows about it. She gave her life to Jesus. When the doctors that I know, when I asked them, come with me, they don't want to come with me to the place. Because medically they know how bad that situation was. But God knows how good it will be to solve that problem. And he told me specifically what I was meant to do. He said, pray with this person for 7 days. On the seventh day, I anointed that person in the presence of witnesses. I said, meet me in church. I anointed, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just following instruction. Anointed that person and I said, you will go and show yourself to the priest like the lepers did, and they will confirm that it is over. Beloved, I want you to know that it takes joy. They have right to be sad, to be sorrowful when they gave them the news. But they believe in the God who spoke that he will intervene in their situation. And God did not fail. So you are going to rise up and say, every corrupted cell in my body, in any organ of my body, hear ye the word of the Lord. Receive the consuming fire of God. Let every seed of corruption of cancer die. Let every seed of corruption of cancer die in the name of Jesus. Let every seed of corruption of cancer in my body, in my bone, in my marrow, in my joints, die, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. They called me from an hospital yesterday. I have not called back because there was so much that was going on yesterday. I didn't even remember to call that person back. But this prayer, I don't know the sickness of that person in an hospital in Manchester, but God, by his word, is going to reach out to that person this morning, even for their recovery and for wholeness, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, here is the word of the Lord. Your God said he owns your body. A spirit is in you, and that spirit has fire in it. Beloved, I want you to know whosoever that person is, that devil cannot spread, and that devil is going to be eliminated from your body. However, it's going to be eliminated, we decree this morning is eliminated, beloved. And it doesn't matter whether they tell you that you have to do chemo or surgery or whatever, but that devil, I see, it cannot touch anything else in your body. That which the enemy thought was spread is contained and is eliminated in the body of the person. Therefore, you are saying, fire of the Most High God, fire from the throne room of God, locate me. Enter into every cell, enter into every area of my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, beloved, pray that prayer. Look, I just got an SMS. I talked to you about the earthquake. They just said that there is an earthquake in Kent. And beloved, I was praying when I saw that shaking. And beloved, and somebody just sent me a text to say that that is what they heard. It cannot reach here. It cannot reach here. It met me in a place of praying. So earthquake cannot reach this place. Because God will preserve his own. Hope you and yours are good. You are kept by the power of God in Jesus' name. I want you to lift up your voice. And you cannot. The Spirit of God cannot be working in you for the earthquake of hell sponsored by devil to bring you down. And therefore, there is no sickness also that is permitted to eat you up. And we are saying, Father, for every soul that had cancer, that will locate, God told me this is a solution center. We decree and declare, let every individual who has been or who has been programmed by hell to have cancer in their body, when they locate this commission, I command the root of cancer, every tree that is feeding the cancer growth or cancer cell, in the body of the individuals, I command it to dry up, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, dry up, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, dry up, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Beloved, that is why it's very important to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Too much happened during the day yesterday. All sorts of people with different situations and circumstances. And God was exposing the root of the problem. In the night time, I think I must have been tired. I was looking forward to midnight prayer. And I slept off. When I woke up, I called Pastor Bisola. I said, come now. In Canada, I need you on the prayer line right now. I told her, I said, this is not the night to sleep. This night, I'm going to, even though I'm late, it doesn't matter if anybody's there, we're going to go and pray on that altar now. I had an urgency in my spirit. And even she could not, she doesn't know what I'm talking about. Do you want me to come on the radio? I said, no, dial to the conference line. And we prayed and everybody left. It said to me, destroy the destroyer. And beloved, everybody left on the prayer line. I called her back. I said, I need you to come on this line. I still need to pray with you. And beloved, I called her on the phone. And beloved, and she has to go and do something, but I stayed here praying they have seen or that they have experienced. So if God is trusting your community in your hand and you are snoring away, maybe we would have woken up and we would not be here. When God puts urgency in our spirit, that is the time to arise and do something about it. It does not matter how long it takes. Somebody could have woken up and then they say, oh, I turned to the other side of the bed. But I want you to rise up in your spirit in the same way you want to know things. God wants to see whether you will be faithful when he reveals the secret of others to you. And you are the only link for their rescue. You are the only link for their deliverance. You are the only one that God shows to so that you can rise for them. You are saying to the Lord, make me faithful. Make me faithful. Make me faithful. Trust me with your secret. Help me to be faithful in delivering the assignment that you have given me. Help me to be faithful. I told Pastor Bisola, I said, this kind of sleep is evil. How can I sleep like that? It is evil. Anybody can tell me I needed rest. Yes, I needed rest. But when I'm supposed to respond to whatever God wants me to do, I must not sleep. Beloved, I want you to know that that person with that cancer, that person shall live. And that cancer is not going anywhere to any other node or lymph nodes in your body. It is isolated for elimination. Therefore, I want you to rise up in your spirit. We are not yet there. When we are there, and we know. You have said any victim of cancer, I decree by the fire of God, I isolate that infected, afflicted cell for total elimination of the cancer in that body in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la cuasa, ike custo nenda, le custo piando like quashete, in la prundo cucusosia, ike cuaso, so on delicasate, abide the covenant of fire of the Lord, who is a consuming fire, by the covenant of fire of the Word of God, by the covenant of fire of the Holy Spirit, I speak into every woman that God has brought into this commission, that is connected to this commission. I command your freedom from satanic invasion of cancer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare every victim of cancer, the cell infected is isolated, even for the elimination of cancer in the body of the prevailers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in the body of everyone or anyone infected, afflicted, oppressed by any seed of cancer, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Fire bones. If the person is already diagnosed with that demonic disease, I command the fire of God to penetrate into that female organ and burn it off, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God of fire, let every victim moment now. Dealing with a sick scenario. One of the sick cases yesterday. And the devil, I have not even started praying. I was still talking. But I saw an older person coming out of a younger person. And the Lord said to me, the spirit of death, a strong man of death, is leaving your body and must never return in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I saw what was used to create the problems. You know, and the Lord gave me a scripture. He gave me a scripture and helped me to understand what has just taken place. And I said something in the midnight hour. It is okay that we can deceive ourselves and think that the devil does not, is not in human being. The devil can affect and afflict anybody. But the power of Jehovah brings freedom. Jesus came into synagogue, into the temple, where the Pharisees, the high priest, and all of them, Lord, were there. They have spoken there. And look, the Bible says in their midst, in Mark chapter 1, was a man with an unclean spirit, impure spirit. And beloved, Jesus was not even praying. He was only teaching. And the impure spirit was inside of this man that has been in church every Sunday, every Monday, that probably if they have a prayer line like this, could have gone to the prayer line. John of the religious things was among the people. As Jesus was teaching, they were amazed because they saw the authority and the power by which he was teaching. And the man with the unclean spirit cried out, "What do you want to do with us?" Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the only one of God. Be quiet, said Jesus. Come out of him. And the devil left. If the devil can rock a person like an earthquake, and rock like a boat, like the rocking of the earth, violence, how much damage that devil has done to the individual when he was hiding, he was still going to church every Sunday, and that devil is there. Many devils that manifest as sicknesses, they have been there subtle, and they were waiting for the time of manifestation. And beloved, as I was talking to the individual, I saw the devil come out like a big being, came out of that body. And as I was, as my habit, as I said, wow, what is that? Who is that? And I see in the hand of that entity was 3 coins. So the enemy that traded, I don't know what they call it. The Lord spoke to me in my language. Also, Eyowo. I don't know. Eyowo. Funny money that was used to secure sickness for that person. That devil was releasing it. He said, no. So it doesn't matter what the root cause of your sickness or your infirmity is. Where there is fire, they cease to thrive. Where there is fire, they cease to dwell in your body. Where there is fire, they cease to manipulate or to oppress you. So you want your eyes to be open. You have to be ready to take responsibility. And you are saying this body, every sickness of the season that is sponsored by demonic entity in the habitation, that deer invaded this habitation that belongs to God. What are you waiting for? Jump out by fire. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. You can imagine if David could have spoken in Psalm 18, verse 44, he said, as soon as they hear of me, they submit themselves unto me. Jesus was speaking. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. So God told me, he said, in this commission, you are not just going to be made free, but you become an instrument. Beloved, that wherever you show up, that place becomes no longer conducive to the devil to stay there. It is not going to be possible. I didn't understand what I know now. It took me a while before I know. It doesn't matter the size. It doesn't matter the height. I come across people and they begin to tell me. Some will tell me things that they are devilish, how they are wicked, confessing, compulsive confession. I didn't know when my flesh wanted to pay attention. I didn't know it is the grace that is making them to be able to say those evil that they have done. Was in the presence of a man that controls the crowd. And the man begins to expose how he goes to the wrong places to go and get power of the sacrifices that was made. The moment I opened my mouth, the he switched off. And they came to threaten me. They said they would kill me because their secret was out. I never knew that it was the Holy Ghost, the spirit of fire, that indwells me, that made them to be uncomfortable, the demonic thing inside of him. This man said, have you come to destroy us? When they threatened my life, when they said they would kill me and they could not kill me, God was killing them gradually. I was sleeping. They would call me on the phone. I said, leave us alone. We don't want, we didn't do anything to you. Please leave us alone. Maybe you say you will kill me. Would I go and lose it because you want to kill me? If you give me my life, take it. If God give it, then you cannot take it. So we need the fire of the Lord, beloved. Jesus knew no man after the flesh. And you have said to the Lord, this morning, anywhere I show up, I can't be in the same place with the devil. The devil must leave, and the light of God's word must shine for healing, for recovery, for wholeness, for wellness, for rejoicing, for peace, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You are saying, Lord, Lord, I carry in this body that belongs to you the power of the Holy Ghost and your fire. Wherever I show up, let every snake in that place begin to take their leave and run away stand to perform atrocities in wherever place at whatever time that they want to perform that atrocity. Beloved, every demon is an unclean spirit because they are sponsored by the spirit of the devil. The Bible calls this demonic thing inside of the man that was in church on Sunday, on Wednesday, on Tuesday as an unclean spirit. Whether it is the spirit that is sponsoring infirmity, or the spirit that is sponsoring poverty, or the spirit that is sponsoring satanic oppression and affliction. Beloved, they are unclean spirit, impure spirit. They are not permitted to stay in your body. Whether it is the spirit of witches and wizards, they are not permitted to remain in your body. Therefore, you are sent this morning, fire of the Lord, purge out every infiltration, invasion of darkness, of unclean spirit, ungodly spirit in my life. Purge it out of my life. Purge it out of my life. It said it takes the one that baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He has his winnowing fan in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his fault. There will be a cleaning out of every satanic debris, of every demonic forces, of every infiltration of the devil. You are saying, oh God, my Father, you have the Holy Ghost and the fire. Thoroughly purge this temple of yours. Rid me of every charge of darkness, every charge that sponsors infirmity, that sponsors weakness, that sponsors laziness, that sponsors inborn in loss of poverty, of failing, of barrenness. Purge it out. Purge it out and burn it off in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Purge it out and burn it off. Purge it out and burn it off in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Purge it out and burn off every shackles, every infiltration of darkness. Purge it out and burn it off in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, by the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed and the body shall be removed from off your shoulder. You know, some only just anoint themselves when the pastor says, anoint yourself. You don't know that embedded in the anointing is the bread of God. The anointing oil is the bread of God that dries out every stranger in your body. Not only does it dry out the stranger in your body, when your head is anointed with oil, your cup will run over. Men were anointed and they become a pace setter. The Davids were anointed, they changed the course of history in their family. Beloved, the Saul that was never desired was anointed, became desired by people. He was anointed, the giftings and the graces of God upon his life. They never know he could prophesy, begins to be stirred up within him. And you carry that oil of God, not just in the bottle, but on the inside of you. So it is engaging the power within for the victory that you must see outside. Therefore, you are saying, Holy Spirit of the living God, teach me how to engage the power of God within me to destroy the destroyer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, when the devil left that man in the temple, everybody heard about Jesus in the whole of Galilee. They heard about Jesus. The church, if we want our voice to be heard, the world is looking for people that will be the instrument of God to solve the problem of the world. That's why God raised Prevailers Church Network. We are the least among us. Everyone, it doesn't matter what you do, ushering, whether you are even you are cleaning or you are in the coordinator's department or singing, playing instrument, whatever, every one of us, not just the pastor, become an instrument in the hand of the Lord. Devil chases and kingdom of God establishes even on earth. That is what God has taught us to in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, you are saying, Lord, I subscribe to this calling. Lord, I partake of the grace of God that is upon this commission. Lord, that from today, wherever I go, I become a devil chaser, but an establisher of the extension of the kingdom of God on earth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let kuzo zila pon through the nogos diato enge kwashete. My first meeting after we become a church, by the grace of God, my first meeting, I didn't know the person I was going to come meet with is coming to ask me about Scientology and all of the theology and theology, and asking me about Buddhism and all of those Hinduism. I am not ready for, I don't know what I don't know. I am yet studying God. So why would I go and study what is not going to add value to my life? So if you ask me that question, the Holy Ghost must give you the relevant answer that will diffuse your that will cause your confusion to go away, and that you will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. I didn't know that He was fully Lord and coming to ask me all of those things. In a hot place, in a place where I have worked, I was tired. Doing what I have to do by myself. And I said to the man, I said, I'm not going to say to you what the Lord spoke to me about. And beloved, I realized that his antenna opened. He just wanted to hear everything. He said to me, he said, everything you have said to me is about me. He said that was why I was listening. So the first question about what is different between God and the Scientologist, or what about all these people who are following Islam? Are they going to go to heaven or to hell? Or what you mean all of these people? That was the last of that question, to the glory of the Almighty God. And the man, when I finished, I said, do you want to give your life to Jesus now? You want me to pray for you? He said, yes. I said, and your family also? He said, yes. And the word of the Lord begins to come. And I talk about the vision of this commission. I said, one of the things that God gave to us, told us we will do, is that we will have a rehabilitation center for young offenders who have been released from prison. And so that they begin to know how to be to reiterate back into the society. They don't have to wait for 6 years and continue in the crime before their life can change. We will give them what it takes to go and study and rebuild their lives up. And the man said to me, my daughter just came out of prison 3 weeks ago. I said, here you go. He gave his life to Christ. I said, give me that name of those girls, that daughter of yours, and your son that is troubled. I said, we will stand the ground in God for their recovery. So we have our first two candidates for a turnaround, because drug is not going to take a hold of them anymore. Tremaine and Suzanne, we are sending the word of God into their lives this morning and breaking every shackles of drug addiction, every spirit of rebellion that has taken a hold of their lives. It's been broken today in the mighty name of Jesus. So you are sending fire from the throne room of God. Location said, and location said, wherever they are now, let every stronghold of a drug addiction, of a prison sentence, of repeated evil rebellion, Jesus. God said, I will save you and all of your household. Lekuzo zipra nega kwaza zia. Iloba kosi idelabosia. Indolobosi ike kwaza zia. The man sent me an order. He said, thank you for your prayer today for me and my household. And he said, I am looking forward to working with the church under your guidance. Beloved, unless they see sign and wonder, they cannot believe. Beloved, that man has what it takes to serve. He was not looking for money. Beloved, but the enemy held him captive and held his family captive. He can only be free to serve. That is the reality of true service. Because when you are made free, you are to serve God. We are going to say to the Lord, we speak across Great Britain, in the north, in the south, in the east, and the west. Every soul ordained by God to serve God in this commission that are bound under any affliction of pain, of problem, of sorrow, of shame, of humiliation, of sickness, of any type, of any form of losses, bound by poverty, bound by joblessness, bound by hopelessness. We command their freedom now. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I believe very much so that the spirit of infirmity called insanity, that spirit hold on man must be broken completely. One of the cases of yesterday, a normal person was talking to me, and the Lord helped me to see that the enemy that was waiting to manifest as insanity in that life must be completely destroyed. Asking me questions, but the enemy has an hideous agenda that must never manifest, because how can somebody, you don't sweep your house, somebody who is speaking and sweeping the streets, a low life, a confused life. Therefore, we are going to say that for anyone that God has connected to this commission, or that we connect into this commission, we are saying, we command the spirit of depression, confusion, and insanity to be banned in this commission. It must not touch anyone. Every spirit of insanity waiting to manifest, every spirit of confusion and depression waiting to express itself, I decree in the name of Jesus, be bound, be bound. I command it to expire by fire, expire by fire, expire by fire, expire by fire, expire by fire. It will not take place. It shall not stand. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it shall not take place. It shall not stand. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, this morning for you, and then we will speak restoration into those who are sick, who have one way or the other connected to this commission. You are going to speak into your life and your destiny. And you are going to say, any sickness, any infirmity, any oppression, any trouble, any traumatic experience waiting to manifest in my life, I command you in the name of Jesus, expire, for my body, my life, and my destiny is not available to you. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. Okay. Expire by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus, my body is the temple of the living God. Any disease, any infirmity waiting to manifest, waiting to find expression in my life, in my body, you shall not take place. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our God. Now begin to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Cover your household with the blood of Jesus. As we lift up Shane Day, as we lift up before the Lord this morning, Shei, as we lift up Abiodun, as we lift up Ibiemi Doris, Igbe Aturu, and other people, we use this one as a point of contact for those, for these people tonight, this morning, and we're saying, let every sickness in their body expire, and let their restoration spring forth quickly, and speak up now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let their restoration spring forth very quickly. Let their restoration spring forth very quickly. Let their restoration spring up now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let their restoration spring up quickly and speedily. Let there be wholeness for the prevalence around the earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be wholeness now. Let there be wholeness now. Let there be restoration. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for your mercies that endure forever. We thank you for destroying the destroyer this morning. We thank you for making the place of your feet even glorious. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We rejoice in you, O God, for what you have done in us, for us, and on our behalf, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you thanks, beloved, because God has been kind to us. Therefore, we are grateful. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your fire that you have released even in us. We thank you for the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice in you this morning. We honor you and we glorify your name because you are gracious, because you are faithful, because you are dependable, because you are reliable, because there is no other God beside you. We give you praise. We exalt you. Blessed be your name, our Lord and our God. Let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Therefore, I speak to Sheyi, to Shende, to Abiodun, Aturi, BME, and Doris. I decree that your healing spring forth quickly in the name of Jesus. Every cancer victim, I decree you have become a victor now. For there is, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I declare that the destroying disease is destroyed where you are concerned, and your healing spring forth quickly. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Unto you, the King Eternal, the King Immortal, the only wise God, my God, who is at work in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. the one that called me and sent me, the one that performed his word to perfection, the one that will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or ask for, the one who is mighty and gracious and kind, the one who has decorated us, who has enveloped us with his Holy Spirit and with his fire, the one who lives in this container by fire, the one who performed the word that he has spoken to me, his servant, and execute the word that he has, the message that he has given me, his messenger. Unto you will return the glory, will return the honor, will return the praise. Thank you for your divine intervention yesterday. Thank you for the healings of yesterday. Thank you for the strength that you have released unto your people yesterday. Lord, we give you praise for what you will do today to the glory and honor of your name, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, for we have prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, just before we go, the Prevailers Church Network, as part of our Church in the Home platform operations, we've started the School of Purpose, which happens every Wednesday of the week. And we're doing a series which is going to run for 5 weeks. And on the sixth week of that series, you'll be able to dial in by calling the 07931-540-541 to raise a question or to request for prayer. It's going to be live. It's open to our radio audience. It's open to those who dial in to the conference. You'll be able to raise questions. And the focus is how to train your spirit, training your spirit, training your human spirit, training your human spirit to walk in the truth of God's word. Training your human spirit to walk in the truth of God's word, so that we are not ruled by our flesh, by our emotion, but that our human spirit is subjected to the Spirit of the living God by walking with the word of the Lord. Therefore, it's going on for 5 weeks by the grace of God. And on the 24th of June, that session will be a live streaming session. It's live streaming every day. You can call to raise your question. You can call, tell your friends to call in to request for prayers. Beloved, so God will see to it that your children also can raise questions. And questions that are raised by your children that you cannot answer, that is the forum where God will have you bring those questions to the hearing of all and get heaven's response to your questions. And even if it is prayer, you get heaven's answers to your prayers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The Church is in the Home enables us and our children to grow as a family, beloved, in the way of God and by the word of the living God. And as you show the right way to your children, you will raise a generation of the Samuels that affect their world, beloved, by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So they will be relevant on the home front, in their academics, relevant in the marketplace, and wherever they find themselves in life, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. It's a privilege once again to